Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
11 minutes after 8 is Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo. Almost one in four of us never update our passwords or do so less than once a year. UK women are more likely than men to never update them. Password 123456 and QWERTY topped the list of favourite passwords used last year, but they could leave you wide open to data breaches and hackers. We are joined by cybersecurity expert Dr. Victoria Baines and also Peter Carlisle, who's Vice President of N-Cypher Security. They're based at Station Square here in Cambridge. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Julian.
Good morning.
Huawei is in the news this morning. We have to start. What's the fear? We keep on being told there are security risks, but it's never other than maybe Chinese people listening to our conversations. It's not entirely clear as to where they might get in and have a little listen.
Right, and it's all got quite confused, hasn't it? We have the technical vulnerabilities, the problems with their software engineering processes and their cybersecurity processes that have been identified by the National Cybersecurity Centre. That's one thing, and there are plans in place. Those are the plans that the Prime Minister said that the UK government can mitigate. But then we have the political issue,
which is
that the US
is
pressurising other countries to not use Huawei products. And that's where it all becomes more of a political and an economic consideration.
Right. Well, we'll put that one to one side. Leave the Prime Minister to sort that one out for us. Security around companies, though. I think over the new year, we had the issues involving Travelex, the foreign exchange firm, basically being held to ransom by a hacker. Is that sort of thing becoming increasingly common?
Ransomware is absolutely becoming increasingly common. It's one of the main cyber threats that organisations face. But I think what's really important about today, we're celebrating Data Protection Day all over the world, actually, but particularly in Europe, is that there are very basic things that people can do to protect themselves against that kind of hijack. And changing your password is absolutely one of them.
Right. Presumably, though, they're still, you know, disgruntled former employees or teenagers in a back bedroom having a go and getting their revenge, if you like, just as much as what we saw with Travelex.
Yes, absolutely. And we talk about social engineering and about people being, one of the greatest vulnerabilities when it comes to cyber attacks. I think what today's report, the release from N-Cypher, shows is that, you know, the vast majority of people when they leave a company are not asked to hand over their login credentials. And I've seen some terrible cases, actually, where social media accounts have been taken over by disgruntled employees. And that can have a big impact on your reputation. So it's really important to take those basic steps, make sure that people hand over their login credentials when they leave an organisation, because you're reducing risk to your organisation in future.
And it's perfectly legal for an employer to do that to somebody who's leaving. You know, if they're being, I don't know, people leave in different circumstances, don't they? They leave because they've got a different job, or they leave because they've done something bad and get marched off the premises.
It's perfectly legal, but also quite often, and what I'm seeing more often in larger organisations, is that it will be included in your contract when you sign up to work for an organisation, that you will hand over, in exactly the same way that you would be expected to hand over the keys to the office. You know, you wouldn't expect people to continue to have access to a building. You would also need to hand over access to data and to networks and systems, and also social media accounts.
That kind of makes sense. You know, many years ago, I was in the civil service, and the day I joined, I had to sign the Official Secrets Act. And when I left, I had to sign it again. Which is a strange thing, given that I went on to be a journalist afterwards.
But I mean, handing over your password for your work-related social media account, not your personal one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's important to clarify that. But if you think about the number of companies, including small businesses, that have Facebook pages, that have Twitter accounts, you might have a LinkedIn account just for the organisation, you don't want people that no longer work for you to have access to those, and particularly in cases where you may not have parted on particularly good terms.
Is there any password actually completely safe from a very determined hacker?
Well, I would stop short of saying anything is completely safe, but obviously there's certain things we can do to make sure our password is safer than just picking a random word out of the dictionary or a child's name. So I think you need to be creative and come up with something that has a mixture of letters and numbers and different characters. And I know they're difficult to remember, but that's really the way to go. And of course, changing them frequently, I think, is critical, because it tends to be old passwords that often get hacked that have been sitting around for a few years. So change regularly and use lots of different characters to build it up.
I'm actually quite stunned that people still use password as their password, and 123456. I had a question that, so I have multiple things to log into, and I kind of use a selection of, say, 5 passwords for my different logins. Is that a good idea, or should I actually be having an individual password for every single individual account that I have?
Well, there are different ways of doing this, but certainly I would say you can use password managers. Various browsers that people use, or if they're using a particular kind of phone, you can save those passwords. The main thing is absolutely to not share passwords across different services. When we look at some of the attacks that have happened and had the most impact on people's data and lives, it's because old passwords have been hacked or they've been made available online, and criminals can reuse those. So that's why it's so important to have different passwords for different services.
Right. I'll start thinking of some new ones.
It is interesting. I've had alerts of passwords of mine which have apparently been, I don't know, stolen, but it turns out to be a password from years back, and I can tell that because it's a word rather than the jumble of letters that I tend to use now. I'm wondering, though, do passphrases work at all? You know, if you have like a string, maybe a random sentence, you know, I don't know, a Pegasus, penguin, toucan, that's that sort of thing.
Yeah, so some of the more recent advice suggests that those kinds of passphrases are just as useful and possibly even more secure. I think it doesn't matter what you use, as long as it's not what everybody else is using. And the National Cybersecurity Centre does have a list of the most hacked passwords that you can view online. But it's really just about having something that you can remember in the first instance, or that your password manager can store, and then just making sure that you're not reusing those across lots of different services.
Stupid question. Password managers are safe, aren't they? Because obviously if one of those gets hacked or broken into, you've lost a lot.
Yeah, the majority of them are encrypted, though, and
right,
that means
okay.
that they would need to get in through your access, and they'd need to, you know, have access to your laptop or your phone. So it just does minimise the risk.
Well, thank you both for joining us this morning. Peter, I noticed you're based on Station Square. You couldn't do anything about the security of the bike park opposite, could you?
Well, that is a tricky one, but if anyone wants to come and get to know us a little better, we do have a fantastic event on Thursday night. We're looking to recruit some new talent to the business, and we've got a great presentation from a gentleman called Simon Singh talking about the Enigma code breaking activity.
Oh, really? That sounds fascinating. How do we sign up to get along to that?
Well, you can find us at ncipher.com, that's ncipher.com, and you can find information about that as well as lots of other things that we do.
That's actually very interesting, actually. I've almost tempted to come along myself to that. Thank you both very much indeed. Cyber security expert Dr. Victoria Baines, also Peter Carlisle of NCipher Security here in the city, taking us to 8:20.
Cambridge 105 Radio.